Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What did you get in your mouth, or what got its mouth on you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was 20 years old, which is about 35 years ago, and I was bussing tables at a restaurant, and I heard that there was a chance at a local bar to wrestle a bear.
All right. Wait, what kind of bear are we talking?
It was a North American black bear.
All right.
Turns out it was about 7 feet tall and about 350 pounds or so. So I signed up to do it, and the word spread I was going to do it. So that,
wait, what motivated you to do this? Like, what on what level did this sound safe or like a good idea?
On no level. I was 20 years old.
You know, okay.
I was probably in the best shape of my life, and I was 6'3", you know, probably 200 pounds. I didn't think I could beat it. I just thought, what a great experience. You know, I was going to go for it.
Okay. All right.
So I get to the bar and I sign up, and I wasn't even old enough to drink. So I had to tuck my way into the bar. And I go in, and four groups get signed up. There's another guy kind of like me, just a regular Joe. There's me, and then there's these two really wasted ladies who at the time seemed old, but they were probably in their 40s. And then there was the toughest street fighter in our hometown. This is Canton, Ohio. Who showed up, and it was back when Lycra bike shorts just came out. Well, he shows up in these Lycra bike shorts, and he's built, and he brings a mouthpiece because he's in his head, he's going to kick this bear's hiney. So the guy, we signed a pack of, you know, all this paperwork to, you know, to waiver any liability. So
this
in we
bear
go.
Might kill you.
Right.
Yeah.
Does the bear recognize that this is a bear?
But the bear has a muzzle on it, right?
No muzzle and its claws. No, it was...
Are you still thinking, like, hell yeah, I want to do this?
You know, at that time, I was kind of looking for the proverbial pound.
You're right.
But I was locked in at this point. You know, me and this one guy was just kind of regular guy. We kept talking to each other like, this is going to be all right, you know. And we asked the guy some questions, and he said, look, this thing's been all over the country doing this. You know, it's done this, you know, twice a day for, you know, however many years, and, you know, you'll be fine. He kept saying, you'll be fine. So into the bar we go, long story short. We get in there, and it's kind of a sunken pit dance floor, and that's where they had some mats down. And there was a long hallway with a door, and then everybody was up watching kind of up above. So, you know, we're down in the sunken pit. Well, the first guy gets in there, who is the regular other guy, kind of like me, and we hadn't seen the bear yet. The guy said, you won't get to see the bear until it's wrestling time.
Oh, cool.
So this guy's standing out there in the middle of the ring, and they say, Caesar, the wrestling bear. And the door practically blows off this bar, and down comes this big bear just chucking, you know, chugging down the hallway. It clocks this guy and sends him probably 10 feet across the room. Then it gets up behind him and starts to ride him.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I looked at the guy and I said, I'm out of here. And he says, no, no, no. He goes, it's all part of the show. He says, it won't happen to you. And there again, I felt like there was nowhere to go. So I'm like, all right, man, I hope you're not lying to me. So this guy, you got 3 minutes. So this guy had his 3 minutes. He got tossed around pretty bad, and he didn't win. He had to pin it for 5 full seconds. So
what, on his back? You got to pin a bear on its back?
Well, the guy told us outside, if you're paying attention, which nobody except me and him were, that the only people that ever pinned it were women who tickled it and talked it into laying down. He said, you don't strong arm. He said, the more energy you give to this thing, it'll give it back, you know, 3 or 4 times. He said, you don't punch it, you don't pull its hair. This thing will, you know, if you tick it off, it'll destroy you. So,
and this was a legal operation, correct?
This, you can find it still. The stories are still somewhere. I found it on the internet not too long ago. Yeah,
you said Caesar the wrestling bear. All right, he's a Canadian black bear. He wrestled human challengers. What do you think his record was?
I'm going to guess blank and O.
No, he claimed that some women had pinned it.
Correct. Out of 18,000 matches, he lost 10 times.
Okay. And I think he ended up killing the guy who owned it, if I'm not mistaken.
I've had enough.
Or the guy died by some other wild animal, because, you know, they always get some bigger animal. So anyway, so the two ladies go in, and they're, like I said, at the time seemed old, but they're probably 40, and they're hammered. And they go in, and it was a tag team match. Well, the bear was a male, so he throws the one gal down, and he finds her proverbial honeypot in bear speak, and the other girl says, hey, that's my friend, and jumps on its back. So he throws her down, and for 3 minutes, the bear just enjoyed the gals. And the place is just dying by then. You know, everyone's just crying with laughter. And then I got in there, and the guy says, stand up. And he said, put your arm out, to get back to the subject. This bear stands up and puts his mouth over my arm and practically swallows it whole and stands up. Well, I'm, like I said, was 6'3", you're still in. But I'm holding my arm up probably about 7 foot high at this point. And
that's how tall the bear was on its hind quarters.
Yes, correct. Jesus. And I looked at the guy, and the guy says, it's okay. He says, you're just getting your scent. So he said, he'll spit you out in just a second. So he spits my arm out. He drops down. They told us outside the bear knew how to wrestle. Well, the bear leg sweeps me.
And oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was the
thing. He's got ground game.
Like the bear went in for a single leg, just shot?
Double leg sweep. Just swiped me right off my feet. And the guy kind of coached me. He said, now get up on your elbows and, you know, try and work up to your knees and then spin around. Well, I spun around at one point, and I rolled that bear over, and I had it pinned for about 3 seconds. And it dawned on me about second two that I had it pinned. And I looked up at the crowd, and about second three, that bear just rolled and flipped me right off. You know, I was nothing to it.
What did the bear smell like?
Oh, it was awful.
I was going to say, I mean, it's a bear. Right. You can't bathe a bear. I mean, unless they're...
No, it lived in an air-conditioned trailer, and he said it ate well, and, you know, it lived a good life for being a captive bear.
Wait, hold on. Was that because of the air conditioning?
I don't know. Why it smelled, I don't know. It had like a greasy feel to it, and it smelled to all heck.
But it's still a bear.
No, it was a large bear, and... So round and round we went, and I didn't win. And but I had nothing embarrassing happen per se to me besides having this bear's my arm in its mouth. And then the street fighter went in and thought that he was the last guy in, and he thought he was going to beat this bear. And this bear just destroyed the guy. You know, I mean, at some point I thought it was going to pop. It didn't mean to, but his fang got caught up underneath his kneecap. And I was watching this guy's kneecap coming up, and I'm like, "Oh God, it's going to pop off!"
You weren't allowed to punch the bear or be like that.
No. The guy said under no circumstances you don't punch it, pull its hair, do anything. Okay. He said if you run, that bear will chase you, and it'll be like getting hit by a car.
But it's not that you can't do it. It's just like I really wouldn't do this if I were you.
You'd be a moron. Yeah, I mean, and this guy tried to wrestle it and tried to really give it some muscle. And like he told us outside, the bear just gave it back probably 3 or 4 fold and just tossed this guy around like a rag doll, you know. But
were you terrified the whole time?
No, once I got done, I was fine. And
not when you're done. I mean, when you're done, like, look, it's a roller coaster. When I'm done with the roller coaster, I'm not freaking out. But when you go down that first hill.
No, once it started, I was focused on trying to you know, because I think I was a busboy, so I wasn't making any money. I think if I pinned the thing, I won, I forget if it was 500 or 1,000 bucks or something. So, you know, in my mind, I thought once he said you could tickle it and get it to lay down, I thought, well, you know, maybe I can get this
now,
thing.
Now, do they have like a ring outside of the bar, or what were you guys doing?
No, it was like a dab.
No, this is on the dance floor in the nightclub, and it was a sunken dance floor, so everybody was up above, around, looking down into this pit, you know.
I would not even want to be in the bar with a black bear in the same room with me. This is my time to leave.
I'd like to say alcohol was involved, but I couldn't even drink back then. I wasn't old enough.
If you told me in the 90s, right, there's no internet. This ended in like 90 or 92.
Yeah,
right. If it's in the 80s, so he's like, you want to go get drunk and watch people wrestle a bear? Like, I'm going.
The place was packed.
And see, yeah, that just up. Amazes me that they could get away with that. That really does.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess until something bad happens.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
All right, time for a little your guess. This is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories, then try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Did we just lose our contestant?
We did.
On your guess is as good as mine. All right.
His name was Jeff, if it matters.
And Jeff Scott. All right, guys, you're going to play.
So I don't trust people named Jeff.
Play amongst
and
yourselves.
And spell the G-O-E-F-F.
Geoff.
Geoff. I am Geoff.
Geoff Tate.
Geoff Tate.
Your two Jeff categories.
Tate, damn it.
In honor of Stay Away from Seattle Day, we have the 10 best Seattle grunge bands of all times. Also, if you're stuck in traffic, we have the 10 cities that have the worst traffic in the United States. Do you guys want to go the cities with the worst traffic? Or in honor of Stay Away from Seattle Day, 10 of the best Seattle grunge bands of all times?
The problem is, like, I feel like we should go grunge, but I can only think of, like, 5 or 6 from Seattle specifically. But then, as we're discussing, can you name a grunge band that's not from Seattle? Based on what everyone else said, it's a little malleable. You guys want to go grunge bands?
I think we can get
we're
that.
We're at the Rock Station.
Yeah, let's go grunge.
Let's do
all
it.
Right. All right. After the glossy pop records dominating the mid-80s charts, the world of music needed a real shot of hard, raw rock and roll. The antidote came in the shape of grunge, a mighty distillation of punk attitude and heavy metal volume pioneered by a group of remarkable bands and musicians from Seattle, America's great Pacific Northwest. Accordingly, the grunge era donned lots of plaid flannel shirts, turned the Marshall stacks up to 11, and we celebrate now the top 10 greatest Seattle grunge bands of all time. And look, grunge was a label that was put on Seattle bands from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And we've discussed this before. It's not what any band identifies himself as. But as you look back at the documentary on the Brat Pack.
Sure.
They never want to be known as the Brat Pack. Rob Lowe, Andrew McCarthy, all
those
guys.
Well, no band called themselves rock and roll. The DJ called it rock and roll.
So we have
hip hop, rap. I mean, you name it, man. Usually, someone else came up with the name.
Okay, you guys want to throw out any guesses here on the 10 greatest Seattle?
Should we do the obvious ones?
There's a little band called Nirvana, I think.
Nirvana's number one, the most known, and obviously the biggest of the Seattle grunge bands. Kurt Cobain's influences range from the Beatles and the Knack to Black Sabbath and Black Flag.
I mean, Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains, number two, fronted by Lane Staley. Alice in Chains sold almost 20 million albums worldwide. Their landmark Second Dirt shifted around a quarter of these on its own.
That's a great, great album.
Steve, you got one of two shots to make number three to get us actually in consecutive order here.
Soundgarden.
Soundgarden is number two.
You just said Alice in Chains was number two.
Number four. Alice in Chains is number four. Soundgarden.
He's number illiterate. He can read words, but not numbers.
Sorry. All led by the talented and much-missed Chris Cornell, Soundgarden were the first of the Seattle grunge contenders to sign a major record deal. Their Billboard 200 topping Super Unknown is still arguably their best album.
Does it matter if the band is basically this, once they change names? Like, I would put Mother Love Bone on there, but that's basically Pearl Jam.
Mother Love Bone is number seven.
All right.
They say an unbelievable band, short-lived, featuring future Pearl Jam and Soundgarden personnel. Their lone LP, Apple, was released in the wake of frontman Andrew Wood's drug-related death.
Then I will say Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam is number three. Friend of mine, Eddie Vedder. Their lineup also includes former members of Green River and Mother Love Bone. And their debut 10 went platinum 13 times over.
Which is ridiculous.
The band has gone on to sell over 60 million records worldwide.
And no one knows what Eddie has said in all these years.
I still say this, too. They are just they're bigger than that whole thing to me.
Yeah, they've transcended something at this point.
So right?
Yeah, right. Like, right. There's a few of those bands in the world. To me, Pearl Jam's one of them.
I appreciate this. Someone on the text line says, the new originals, man, as much as I'd like. I think we're number 11 on the list. I think we come in at number 11. We didn't quite crack the top 10.
We didn't get the commercial success as the rest of these.
You know, that's all it is, man. We just never got the break because so we played other people's stuff. How about Green River?
Green River, great guest number 10. Arguably the grunge trailblazers, featuring members of Mudhoney and Pearl Jam. Sub Pop described their 1987 EP, Dry as a Bone, as ultra-loose grunge that destroyed the morals of a generation.
Let's go ahead and follow the breadcrumbs to Mudhoney.
Mudhoney, number 5.
All right.
Formed by ex-Green River mainstays Mark Arm and Steve Turner, their debut single, Touch Me, I'm Sick, and Super Fuzz Big Muff remain key grunge-era releases.
How about
Screaming Trees?
Ooh,
I like
strong,
that.
Screaming
Trees,
strong.
Great guess, not on the list, and I don't know why.
Does STP count?
Well, they're not from Seattle.
They're not from Seattle. They're from San Diego.
Oh, right. I was thinking Queensryche. Never mind.
How about Tad? Tad,
number 8.
Thank you, Texter. By the way, I have a Tad album at home. I completely forgot about him / the band.
How about Grunt Truck?
Grunt Truck. Good call.
Grunt Truck is an amazing band. They are not in the top 10. Unbelievable. You guys are missing one supergroup.
Oh, Temple of the Dog.
Number 6. Chris Cornell was Andrew Wood's roommate, and he wrote two highly affecting songs, Reach Down and Say Hello to Heaven, in tribute. They appeared on Temple of the Dog.
Match point here.
All right, before we say anything, are the Melvins punk or are the Melvins grunge?
They are a huge influence on the young Kurt Cobain. Melvins are number 9 on the list. You guys ran the table.
Really? All right.
The 10 best Seattle grunge bands in order. Nirvana, number 1, followed by Soundgarden, 2, Pearl Jam, 3, Alice in Chains, 4. Mudhoney was 5, Temple of the Dog, 6. 7, Mother Love Bone, Tad is 8, or Tad Garden sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
9, the Melvins, and 10, Green River. There you guys go, you're on the table.
Somebody here says, Audioslave, are they from Seattle? No, I guess 3/4 are from L.A., because there was the musicians in Rage Against the Machine, and then Cornell as their singer.
I only wouldn't count them just because the bulk of the band...
bulk of the band is Rage.
Yeah.
Someone says Mad Season. Not bad.
That's a great call.
That is a fantastic call. And I think
was one album.
But people say Candlebox. I don't know if Candlebox qualifies as grunge. They came out at the same time. They came out of the same city. But I don't know.
I don't know if I count them as grunge.
They were straight up rock.
In the Presidents of the United States. Just a little bit after
I think they're better popular, than that.
Still very, you know, successful in what they did. But just, I don't think
like
they fit
the Sonics.
In Sonics are great. Yeah. That first album from the Sonics is probably one of the best ones of all time. Then you got bands like the Farts. They were like huge influences in the punk scene and Duff and all those guys.
You know, Candlebox was the first band to sign with Maverick Records, which was Madonna's record label.
Really?
Yep. She started a record label called Maverick Records, and the first man she signed, I don't know if she signed them, but the first band the label signed was Candlebox.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
What did you get in your mouth or what got its mouth on you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sam. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I really appreciate listening to you. I've been listening since you guys have been on in Seattle and
wow,
brighten up my day.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Thanks, man. It's a long time.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you guys. Hey, so I got kind of a funny story. I was about 8 years old, and I'm swimming at the local swimming lake, and I had to, like, pee real bad. I wasn't really in the water, and I'm like, ah, should I go to the water, go to the bathroom? So I ended up going to the bathroom, and I had my shorts had a knot in them. So I'm, like, struggling to try to get my thing out, and, you know, I kind of got it out, but it was still tight. So I proceeded to pee. I mean, I had to go so bad. And it just went straight up in my face. I'm like, I had my mouth open, and I had pee dripping down my hair. It's in my mouth. I'm spitting it out. And I'm just, like, trying to get this thing to go in the urinal, and it's just, you know, it's just going all over me. And so, you know, I get back out to the beach, and of course, I went back into the water for a little bit to rinse off. But man, that was like, as an eight-year-old, it was just like horrifying.
You know, like, man, and I know retrospect is 2020 or whatever, hindsight is 2020 and all, but I feel like every kid at about that age, that's going to happen to them, right? Because you always pull the wrong side of your mm-hmm. butt, and right, so you got this knot. All you can think is pee, and I'm assuming I was in the same situation. I just remember voluntarily peeing myself through the shorts because I would just walk back out into the water. Like, I couldn't get the knot out, so I just peed in my shorts. You know, and then ran back in the water because I'm like, well, this isn't comfortable, and I don't feel mm-hmm. great, but this seems to be the better alternative. And now I'm glad I did that because I never peed in my own face.
Yeah.
You know, when you're young and you have your car and you have a girlfriend and you're a little bit more randy than normal.
Sure, of course.
So one evening, driving my girlfriend home at the time, she decided to kind of hook me up in the car.
All right.
But being able to see the road, so to speak. So it was.
Well, you could see the road.
She was lending me a hand, so to speak.
Oh, all right.
All right. Okay, yeah. But I'm driving. And right in the. Right up the side
you
of the face.
You sprayed yourself.
Right up the side of the face.
Damn, man.
Driving down the interstate right up the side of the face. I'm just like, this is not the way this is supposed to go down. This is not. But I was just, you know, just driving along.
That's gross.
I mean,
we got it's worth it.
I would have turned it down.
Even if you knew that was going to happen.
I'd be like, all right, yeah, whatever.
Fine.
All right.
Fine.
Yeah.
Better mind than someone else's. Mm-hmm.
Maybe have a napkin in the glove compartment.
And that's when you start. Yeah.
Yeah. That's when you become old. I got wood naps in there. I got napkins.
But here's, let me tell you
McDonald's.
Why.
Don't worry. It's a towel in the car.
Yeah. What did you get in your mouth or what got in? What got its mouth on you? 206-803-ROCK. I will never forget that one.
Yeah, I'd be mad, dude.
Really?
I would.
Dude, I mean, look, not how you wanted to conclude. I think we can all agree.
Where then?
But it's worth it.
It was more comedic than anything else, but it was still, I just was not expecting it.
I'm driving down the road.
Yeah.
And you get hit in the face.
No. Now, wait a minute, Mike. I disagree with your sentiment here because I know you're like doing these different exercise things, right?
Sure.
Like to kind of hold yourself on the plank thing.
Yeah.
And it helps the abs. Or you get your steps in every day.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel like...
I'm so aware that she's helping me exercise
the
here.
Reward, Miles's reward is worth what you get in the end, where with you, it's a gradual thing. Like, eventually, Mike, this will pay off. Miles had 5 awesome minutes, right? And yeah, you get a little... Look, people run marathons. What's the reward? Bloody nipples.
Yeah.
Mike also, and they had to run a marathon. Miles got hooked up 5 minutes in the car.
I don't want to have to deal with that.
You're going to be alive to like 80 years old, right? Somewhere in there. Let's just assume you're going to live to be 80.
Sure.
All right? You got a 5-year window to make that happen.
I'm aware of this.
I'm telling you, as far as sex in the car, anything like that, there's a small 5-year window in your later teens, in your early 20s, and then that thing just shuts down. If you knew at the time... That would be the last time that you would ever have any type of relations
in a vehicle,
you would be upset because you're like, why is this getting cut off? Why is this not happening anymore?
You're not wrong, but Mike's right, too. I would be mad.
Mad?
I'm assuming that she aimed the gun.
Am I mad at me?
Yeah.
I can't be mad at me.
It's not like you had. It's not like you were aiming the gun there, Miles. She was. Like,
so, yeah. On some level, you think she has done this on purpose.
But
yes!
She handled the firearm.
You handle the firearm, you need to point it in a safe direction.
She handled the firearm correctly. Obviously.
Right up until the end.
No, she. Well,
she kept it down range right up until it was time to fire.
Right. You could have all the gun safety in the world. That what really matters is where the bullet ends.
That's
up.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he shot himself in the face, but you know, it was. You know, but it's here. I mean, look. Would
she
you rather someone else shoot you in the face, or would you rather shoot yourself in the face?
If you're going to wield the greatness, then you need to know where to point the wand.
I don't want a bullet to hit me in the face, but I would feel better and take it less personally if I accidentally shot myself.
One went right up my big ass nostril.
You know what I mean?
One went right up my big ass nostril. I'd rather go like.
You're way too comfortable, Miles. I wouldn't. Nah, I'd be pissed. I'd be mad.
No. I mean, come on.
I think it's worth it. I think that ending is worth what
that probably
got
was,
me
that probably was the last time that anything ever like that has happened.
It's because you let that happen. You shamed yourself.
I'd let it happen again if someone would let me. You know, someone was like, willing.
But now they know what you're willing to do.
I'll give you a ride. Yeah, sure. I'm your Lyft driver.
Yeah.
What did you get in your mouth or what got its mouth on
5
you?
206-803-ROCK.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody here today. Now, listen, these are fast food chains. There's 12 of them.
All right.
And you guys can guess whether they do have real cheese or do not.
Okay.
Now, as we learned earlier today, technically, American cheese is not real cheese.
That is correct.
Right? Like Kraft Singles, I'm pretty sure. I got to look it up again. Just say Kraft Singles because they're not enough. So they are a dairy product.
Right. Dairy product, but not so dairy that it is cheese.
You said earlier on 51% of the product needs to be cheese to be labeled as cheese, according to the FDA.
And this happens in ice creams as well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know which brands they are, but some of them, if you really look closely, usually it's like I don't know, Super Oreo or Super Twix or whatever. Those are generally dairy products as well, as opposed to like getting like, you know, like Tillamook pint or Ben and Jerry's that says ice cream.
Okay. Now, are those the only two foods that we really know of that have that kind of a legal need on the name? So, in other words,
I mean, yes and no, because certain things you can just tell the difference by looking, but there's a difference between like pasta sauce, tomato paste, tomato puree, and stewed tomatoes.
Well, they're all different forms of the same product.
Sorta, but it depends. But when you get to sauce level, you can have a ton more bug parts and mouse droppings and all that than you could, say, if you bought stewed tomatoes.
But like pasta sauce is different from pizza sauce, which could be different from marinara.
Right. And, well, I'm thinking of something like as generic as milk. Like, the cows don't own milk. There's soy milk. There's almond milk. There's all these things.
Goat milk.
Well, that comes from an animal. So if it's mostly from the goat, you could say legally.
Right. So it says oat milk, even though it's not
and
milk.
Almond milk is not milk.
Right.
All these different things that, you know, have the milk name to them aren't, in fact, it could be almond creamer or almond.
Sure. No, I get what you're saying. I don't know why they change it with that.
But I'm just wondering why certain things, it's so stringent. You can't say milk if it's not milk. But in that world, you can.
I think there's a lot of products like that. We just don't think about it because they automatically already reach those minimums.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. Like oat milk, like this is not milk. It is whatever the hell it is. And I actually don't mind it. But it's not milk. But you can put that on your label.
Correct.
You know, that's what's weird, I guess. But, gee, they're not messing around with
cheese. Honestly, we have weird food laws in the States.
We do.
Right? I mean, that's what was it? Like in Ireland, Subway was like, you can't call it bread.
Because it's not.
Yeah. They said that you cannot call this bread.
Or cheese.
All right. Real cheese or not? Starbucks.
Yes.
Yes, real cheese.
You're right.
Seattle-based company.
Both are true. They do use real cheeses. I would say the easiest way you could tell is like they say here, if you get the sausage, cheddar, and egg sandwich.
Okay.
As opposed to just getting like a bacon, egg, and cheese.
All right.
You know what I mean? This is cheddar.
By the way, Ted, real quick, someone says, I have a pack of the American Craft Singles. It says it is a pasteurized cheese product.
Yeah.
Right. Still not just cheese.
We still call it American cheese, right? You'll see cheese on all the menus. And I mean, there is American cheese.
Craft is not that, at least not the single.
It has its place, but not used as cheese.
Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like
all right.
On a grilled cheese.
Burger. Like a fish sandwich should have that crappy cheese on.
Burger King.
No.
I'll say it's cheese.
I'm going to go cheese.
No.
It's not cheese.
Not cheese.
They have numerous cheese burgers on the menu, cheesy breakfast sandwiches, but it's not real cheese. So most of the cheese they're using is American cheese. I don't know that they really offer a ton of other cheeses. They might have had a sandwich that had like something.
They may have, but I would suspect that they are like the new Swiss burger.
Yeah,
Swiss cheese, but their standard menu. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows?
Maybe.
Because you can get lower versions of that too, right? Like you've seen those singles of Swiss cheese, and you're like, that's not real.
See, now I got to look at the label.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, for instance, Wendy's has real cheese, right? They were the first people. They had a sandwich where they were putting fresh mozzarella on there.
Oh, damn.
So, like, right. And they've had Swiss on burgers forever.
Okay.
So, like, that's an easy way to tell.
They used to have a mushroom Swiss burger that was just absolutely fantastic.
I never tried it, but I remember.
That's kind of how they launched their whole campaign, was that when Wendy's came out, not only were the burgers square,
mm-hmm.
but the whole where's the beef thing and all that stuff. It was fresh beef, always fresh.
Never frozen.
Never frozen. Yep. You got more meat because of the square patties, and they used fresh ingredients.
Correct.
So that was like their whole thing. It was like, you're going to have a fresh fast food hamburger.
Yeah.
All right, Taco Bell, real cheese or not?
No. Yes, yes.
They actually are using real cheese.
I'll be damned.
All right, give it up for Taco Bell because the meat's not real.
The cheese sprinkled in your quesadillas and tacos is legitimate. Now, sometimes they do have other stuff, cheese sauces. They sell nacho cheese.
Okay, yeah.
But
I was about to say, they have like a shredded cheese, but they also have that nacho cheese.
Correct. Right. So they kind of have both, but Taco Bell, for as cheap as it is, most people wouldn't think that, but they're using real cheese.
Good on them, man.
Yeah. This one's pretty easy. Chick-fil-A, they're using real cheese.
Yeah.
But they're pretty famous for
fake chickens.
Yeah, they're pretty famous for their stuff,
But
too.
You know what? Their cheese really is only, for the most part, part of their breakfast menu on their biscuits.
Yeah.
So you don't really get a cheese.
I was going to say, there's not a lot of cheese.
Chicken sandwich.
Right,
I mean, you could get it, but you could ask for it.
Well, now they have a pimento cheese sandwich.
Oh, that makes sense because of the South.
Well, I think they have like deluxe sandwiches that have cheese on them, too.
But Biles is right. Generally, when you think of Chick-fil-A, you just think of the
cheese
chicken sandwich.
Cheese is not crossing my mind, right?
Yeah, and most chicken sandwiches don't have cheese.
No.
And if it is, it's probably Swiss. It's
typically pickle and mayonnaise.
All right, cheese or no cheese? Is it real? Jack in the Box.
I'd say no.
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 Ah, wrong. He's using real cheese.
Jack's using the cheese.
All right, Jack.
Well, they've got so much on the menu, I just assumed that it would be hard to fulfill that promise.
Okay, so, Miles, you're right. They basically, Jack has so much going on, he has both, okay? He's got real cheddar and Swiss slices, along with real shredded cheddar bits that can be found in other stuff. But there is artificial cheeses, like the, I like to say, eyebrow-raising pasteurized Swiss-style cheese.
It's Swiss-style.
Pasteurized American cheese and cheddar cheese sauce.
I forgot that they use, like, the real cheeses in there, because I handled those cheeses. I worked at a Jack in the Box, and the bricks that they bring out there, while they're fine, like...
That training had to be intense, just based on the amount of stuff on the menu, to learn how to work.
Yeah, they got maps up there that you use to basically construct everything.
McDonald's.
No.
I'll say no.
Yes.
They do have a cheddar sandwich, don't they?
They do not use real cheese.
Okay.
Generally, again, we're talking about American cheeses, but a lot of the cheeses they use to top the burgers are pasteurized American cheese. Same thing. All that stuff in there. FDA requires that a cheese must be composed of at least 51% cheese to be considered real.
To be considered cheese, you just have to be a little more than half made
so even
of
like,
cheese.
Even the big slice on the quarter pounder. Again, you can love this stuff. Like, I'm not bashing American cheese.
No, it's not going to change me eating it, but it's just, it's kind of weird that, like, look, all we're asking for you to be cheese, be 51% cheese.
Yeah, do they go through this whole makeover of, like, better meat and just different preparation and all this stuff?
McDonald's?
In the past year, they launched that whole campaign on, like, look, we're going to make the food cheaper, and we're also going to make the food better as far as the quality. So they did that whole launch across the country as far as updating the hamburgers. I just assume they were going all in.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I know, like, a few years ago, they were trying to do a thing of, like, right, because Burger King's always like, hey, man, have it your way.
Yeah.
Right? You roll. So I do know a few years ago, they were like, McDonald's was trying to put in some different options and be like, you know, you could customize it as well. But it's not like Domino's that blatantly came out and said, look, our pizza's been bad for years. We're going to completely redo just our standard pizza. Whereas I feel like you go to McDonald's, the cheeseburger can't change. Right? Like, that's what McDonald's is built on.
Right. When you know why you're here. You came here for something specific, and we've got it. We're not going to change it.
Panera Bread.
I'll say yes.
Yeah, it is. And to their credit, they do have some fresh stuff there. And I think you would tell more because the sandwiches are cold.
Yep.
Do we have a few of those in the area? I don't know if I've ever seen one in Seattle. Okay.
There's like one out in White Center.
All right.
White Center might have one.
All the typical spots that should have the stuff have it, like Puyallup, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Paneras around.
Okay.
Yeah, you could find them most places.
Probably one down in Tacoma, right?
Glenwood's probably got
or
one.
Something like that, yeah.
I like this, though. They say even their mac and cheese there doesn't use the powdered sauce. There's real cheese in their mac and cheese.
Okay.
Sonic.
No.
No.
I don't. No.
No, it's not.
No.
I like this. The cheese melted on top of every single one of its burgers is artificial processed American cheese. there also is entrees that have shredded cheese on the side for their breakfast burritos and stuff. They're sprinkled with real cheddar.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So if it seems more like it.
So in other words.
Shredded cheese tends to be more
we
real.
We have real cheese, but I don't know if you're going to order something that gets real cheese. It's the Sonic way.
Yeah, and again, Sonic is kind of right there with Taco Bell, where they offer a ton of stuff at very like cheap, affordable prices.
Yeah, are you worried about whether or not it's actually cheese? If you're at Sonic or McDonald's, if they said, hey, we want to, it's not real cheese. Like, bro, I don't care.
I still have not been to a Sonic.
I have not either.
I've never been.
Yeah. Chipotle.
I'd say yes.
It is. Monterey Jack is the company's cheese of choice. So that's real. The quesadillas actually pull apart and melt correctly and everything else. So kind of easy to tell.
We talked about earlier, the queso.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, they actually have real cheese. All right, the last two on the list both do not use real cheese. One is Canadian.
Tim Hortons.
Timmy's.
Did you read a little blurb on that, though? That the cheese is not real, but it's so unique and so good that they want them to sell it as an actual product so people can replicate
Damn.
The taste of it at home.
So yeah, people love Timmy's. And then this one's kind of shocking. Dairy Queen.
No.
Man.
I know.
Put dairy in quotes.
Is that even ice cream? I mean, come on. The whole place is
about the same thing. That's more like whipped cream that's been solidified.
I don't think anything in there is real.
Right, but it is odd. Like, you're the Dairy Queen. The cheese should be real.
It's in your name.
Are these real Oreos in this blizzard?
No, they're tuxedos.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Reach out to The Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Yes, there you go.
Dummy!
Hello, Brad. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Brad, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay, Brad, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll, Brad, pick one.
Hey.
Will you take the biggest hands and feet on the planet? Yeah. Will you be attacked by a group of otters? Whoa.
Aqualung.
150-foot waterfall, or be stuck in space? What do you got, Brad?
Space.
Space. All
stuck
right.
In space. Okay.
Here's what he doesn't know. We've brought otters to the space station.
Now that's a nightmare.
Gravity-free, angry otters. What would you do? I mean, there's literally... I guess you could punch them. It'd be a little easier because it's zero gravity.
I'd unlock the door and just go... Yeah, I'd rather spin in space for I don't know how long till I hit a black hole than be stuck in a confined area with otters that are floating
Ted,
angry.
Open the airlock and all the otters
got you, Ted.
You never knew space would be in...
Yep.
Otter tragedy. Otter nightmare.
From the producers of Cocaine Bear.
Coming to HBO Max.
Space Otters.
Welcome to Otter Space.
Oh, that's the name.
Yeah.
Otter Space.
Otter Space.
Yep.
What happens when you get two Americans, two Russians? It ain't otters locked in them.
They'll hold your hand straight to the grave.
Otter Space. From Ridley Scott.
They don't float away in space. They hold their hands.
They always come back.
Screenplay by Tarantino.
Starring.
It's like, goddamn it, are we going to see the otter's feet now?
Oh, yeah. Meryl Streep.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're going for all the top notch people, man, for outer space. You kidding me?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Damn right.
Damn otters.
Getting in mother effing otters. All right.
Just jettisoning otters out into space.
You know, it'll come down to one otter in the end. It's all bloodied. Right. Only one person survived, and the two of them got to square off. All right, here's your question with a cameo from George Clooney.
Oh, God.
Admission control. Okay, we've done the research on how to kill space otters.
Brad Pitt shows up and dies for no reason.
Right, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. Approximately how many times does Old Faithful erupt? Or how many minutes between Old Faithful eruptions?
30?
I'll say 45.
Like 70, nobody, 76 minutes?
90.
96 minutes.
Every hour and a half or so.
Yeah.
I was going to say, nobody knows. That's what makes it fun and dangerous.
Well, that's why I got the name, Ted.
Oh, that's why they call it Old Faithful, because it faithfully...
erupts. Yep.
Did you learn something new every week on Big Dummy, Ted.
I do, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's exactly why. Mm-hmm. All right. Your question, what is the capital of the Netherlands?
The T.
I have no clue.
The perineum.
Oh, no.
So famous that I think people think that's its like own country separate of the Netherlands.
I believe that you're right.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like POTUS and SCOTUS, what does FLOTUS stand for?
POTUS.
So POTUS would be the President of the United States. SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States. What is FLOTUS?
Noodle it out.
Congress? I don't know.
First Lady.
First Lady of the United States.
That's all FLOTUS at 2 a.m. once doing late night stuff. Crazy.
I've seen FLOTUS naked.
Mm. We call the first dude First Lad.
Oh, yeah.
First Gentleman.
Like if Kamala wins.
Right. First I say we dude. Call him First Lad or First Laddie.
I'm going to call him First Bruh. Hey, what's up, First Bruh?
First Bruh.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. You're the first bro. Dig it, man. High five, bro. All right, Brad. Here's your question. Which nursery rhyme character lost her sheep and didn't know where to find them? Irresponsible.
That'd be Little Bo Peep.
That would be.
Little Bo Peep.
Nice job.
What a sad name.
Gave us a big dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big what? Dummy!
Bo Peep. Little Bo Peep.
I'm just Bo saying Peep. Your name is Bo Peep.
Yeah.
It's just a dumb name. I don't know if you can have a cool name if your last name's Peep.
It's actually
Mike Peep.
He's
right?
actually heir to the Peep portion. Bo heir. Peep.
Yeah, Bo Peep. Oh, I got
it. Buddy Luke.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Joe, sober, not sober.
Sober. Driving.
All right, Joe, welcome to Big Dummy.
Our men's room poll, pick one. You have the biggest hands and feet on the planet. You could be attacked by a gang of otters, fall off a waterfall 150 feet, or be stuck in space.
I think I'm going to go with the otters, because I think it's like in prison where all you got to do is punch out the biggest one. The rest leave you alone.
It's not.
Okay.
I don't think it's like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope you're right. You let us know how that works out. All right. Here's your question. What is the more common nickname for the serial killer known as the Whitechapel Murderer?
Son of Sam?
Ask that again.
What is the more common nickname for the serial killer known as the Whitechapel Murderer?
Well, it's not Koresh because he wasn't a serial killer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Nope. The more common nickname. Jeffrey Dahmer was actually his name.
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper.
Jack.
You ever heard the theory there was multiple Jack the Rippers?
Yep.
But basically, there was just dudes killing prostitutes.
Well, you could get away. I mean, they didn't have forensics or anything. If there was not a witness, it was hard to put you to the crowd.
But the precision of the cuts that were
medical
left.
Industry or
yeah,
something.
They believed that he was a doctor.
Actually, very good with a knife.
some medical degree or something.
I've read that, too, that he was a doctor. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're that precise.
Prepare to meet your doom.
All right. Your question, the Treaty of Versailles ended what war?
I'm in the shadows.
First World War.
There you go.
Good job.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Part of a minute to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Now, he was out promoting a new bipartisan liquor law that allows canned cocktails to be sold in convenience stores, basically grocery stores, gas stations, and hotels. What you need to understand, Pennsylvania has some of the strictest alcohol laws in the United States. So prior to the new state law, hard liquor could only be sold in state-run stores, while grocery stores, etc., could only sell beer and wine. And even then, when you bought the beer, it had to be sold cold. I mean, that is the Pennsylvania way. It's been that way as long as I've been alive, at least. Well, now, Pennsylvanians, they can buy booze pretty much anywhere. So Shapiro, he took the opportunity to grab a camera crew to record him being the first person in the state of Pennsylvania to buy himself a canned cocktail at a gas station. Keep in mind, bipartisan bill. You're like, everyone on all sides agrees.
Okay.
It's time. Unfortunately, in spite of being the 51-year-old governor, he was recorded putting the drinks back on the shelf because, quite honestly, he didn't bring his ID.
Oh, man.
All right, so he got the camera crew, all right, and they're doing this thing. And I get, and like, and Pennsylvania is very excited about this. So he wanted to be the guy. He's still talking, like, I'm picking, I can't remember what he grabbed. Seemed decent, but a canned cocktail. Goes up to the counter. And cashier asks for ID. They know who he is. But they're like, yo, man, the law is the law. You don't have your ID. And instead of making a fuss about it, because obviously that would look bad, because it is the law and you're the governor, it's like, yep. Yep.
I'll remember that
He put it back on the shelf and they left.
P.A. I'll at least pick up a bag of barbecued Fritos, something, you know.
Anything.
Yeah, I mean, you're there.
P.A. does have some strange liquor laws.
They are ridiculous. And
they're all gone now, for the most part.
As far as the ridiculousness of that, so, like, we would go there for Thanksgiving. Like, and you guys grab beer, grab liquor. Sure. Here, you go to one place, right? You can go to,
You got a friend.
What's the place next to mine, or next to us?
QFC?
Totes. What do they call totes?
Total wine.
Right. You go. They got beer. All the women. It's totes. I didn't know what they were talking about forever. And they're like, Total Wine and More. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I called it by its name. Anyway,
for them, it's just Wine and More.
Right. Wine. and stuff my husband might want. But yeah, they can't do that there. So now they'll probably get business like Total Wine, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Yes, there you go.
Dummy!
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Brad, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay, Brad, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll, Brad, pick one.
Hey.
Will you take the biggest hands and feet on the planet? Yeah. We'd be attacked by a group of otters. Whoa!
Aqualung.
150-foot waterfall, or be stuck in space. What do you got, Brad?
Space.
Space. All right.
Stuck in space. Okay.
Here's what he doesn't know. We've brought otters to the space station.
Now that's a nightmare.
Gravity-free, angry otters. What would you do? I mean, there's literally... I guess you could punch them and be a little easier because it's zero gravity.
I'd unlock the door and just go... Yeah, I'd rather spin in space for I don't know how long till I hit a black hole than be stuck in a confined area with otters that are floating
Ted,
and angry.
Open the airlock and all the otters
got you, Ted.
You never knew space would be in...
Yep.
Otter tragedy. Otter nightmare.
From the producers of Cocaine Bear.
Coming to HBO Max.
Space Otters.
Welcome to Otter Space.
Oh, that's the name.
Yeah.
Otter Space.
Otter Space.
Yep.
What happens when you get two Americans, two Russians? It ain't otters locked in them. They'll hold your hand straight to the grave.
Otter Space. From Ridley Scott.
They don't float away in space. They hold their hands.
They always come back.
Screenplay by Tarantino.
Starring.
It's like, God damn it, are we going to see the otter's feet now?
Oh, yeah. Meryl Streep.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're going for all the top notch people, man, for outer space. You kidding me?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Damn right.
Damn otters.
Getting in mother effing otters. All right.
Just jettisoning otters out into space now.
You know, it comes down to one otter in the end. It's all bloodied. Right. Only one person survived, and the two of them got to square off. All right, here's your question. With a cameo from George Clooney.
Oh, God.
Admission control. Okay, we've done the research on how to kill space otters.
Brad Pitt shows up and dies for no reason.
Right, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. Approximately how many times does Old Faithful erupt? Or how many minutes between Old Faithful eruptions?
30?
I'll say 45.
Like 70, nobody, 76 minutes?
90.
96 minutes.
Every hour and a half or so.
Yeah.
I was going to say, nobody knows. That's what makes it fun and dangerous.
Well, that's why I got the name, Ted.
Oh, that's why they call it Old Faithful, because it faithfully...
erupts. Yep.
Did you learn something new every week on Big Dummy, Ted?
I do, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's exactly why. Mm-hmm. All right. Your question, what is the capital of the Netherlands?
The team.
I have no clue.
The perineum.
Oh, no.
So famous that I think people think that's its like own country separate of the Netherlands.
I believe that you're right.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like POTUS and SCOTUS, what does FLOTUS stand for? So POTUS would be the President of the United States, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States. What is FLOTUS?
Noodle it out.
Congress? I don't know.
First Lady.
First Lady of the United States.
That's all FLOTUS at 2 a.m. once during late night set. Crazy.
I've seen FLOTUS naked.
We call the first dude First Lad.
Oh, yeah.
First Gentleman.
Like if Kamala wins.
Right. What first I say we dude. Call him First Lad or First Laddie.
I'm going to call him First Bruh. Hey, what's up, First Bruh?
First Bruh.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. You're the first bro. Dig it, man. High five, bro. Hi, Brad. Here's your question. Which nursery rhyme character lost her sheep and didn't know where to find them? Irresponsible.
That'd be Little Bo Peep.
That would be.
Little Bo Peep.
Nice job.
What a sad name.
Gave us a big dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big dummy! What?
Bo Peep.
Little Bo Peep.
I'm just Bo saying, Peep. Your name is Bo Peep.
Yeah.
It's just a dumb name. I don't know if you can have a cool name if your last name's Peep.
It's actually...
Mike Peep,
he's
right?
Actually heir to the Peep portion. Bo
yeah.
Peep.
Yeah, Bo Peep. Oh, I got you.
It was Buddy Luke.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Joe, sober, not sober.
Sober. Driving.
All right, Joe, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, pick one. You'll have the biggest hands and feet on the planet. You could be attacked by a gang of otters, fall off a waterfall 150 feet, or be stuck in space.
I think I'm going to go with the otters, because I think it's like in prison where all you got to do is punch out the biggest one, the rest leave you alone.
It's not.
Okay.
I don't think it's like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope you're right. You let us know how that works out. All right. Here's your question. What is the more common nickname for the serial killer known as the Whitechapel Murderer?
Son of Sam?
Ask that again.
What is the more common nickname for the serial killer known as the Whitechapel Murderer?
Well, it's not Koresh because he wasn't a serial killer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Nope. The more common nickname. Jeffrey Dahmer was actually his name.
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper.
Jack.
Have you ever heard the theory there was multiple Jack the Rippers?
Yep.
But basically, there was just dudes killing prostitutes.
Well, you could get away. I mean, they didn't have forensics or anything. If there was not a witness, it was hard to put you to the crime.
The precision of the cuts that were
medical left. Industry or
yeah,
something.
They believe that he was a doctor.
Maxie, very good with a knife.
Some medical degree or something.
I've read that, too, that he was a doctor. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're that precise.
Prepare to meet your doom.
All right. Your question, the Treaty of Versailles ended what war?
I'm in the shadows.
First World War.
There you go.
Good job.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Part of a minute to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Now, he was out promoting a new bipartisan liquor law that allows canned cocktails to be sold in convenience stores, basically grocery stores, gas stations, and hotels. What you need to understand, Pennsylvania has some of the strictest alcohol laws in the United States. So prior to the new state law, hard liquor could only be sold in state-run stores, while grocery stores, etc., could only sell beer and wine. And even then, when you bought the beer, it had to be sold cold. I mean, that is the Pennsylvania way. It's been that way as long as I've been alive, at least. Well, now, Pennsylvanians, they can buy booze pretty much anywhere. So Shapiro, he took the opportunity to grab a camera crew to record him being the first person in the state of Pennsylvania to buy himself a canned cocktail at a gas station. Keep in mind, bipartisan bill. You're like, everyone on all sides agrees.
Okay.
It's time. Unfortunately, in spite of being the 51-year-old governor, he was recorded putting the drinks back on the shelf because, quite honestly, he didn't bring his ID.
Oh, man.
All right, so he got the camera crew, all right, and they're doing his thing. And I get, and like, and Pennsylvania is very excited about this. So he wanted to be the guy. He's still talking, like, I'm picking, I can't remember what he grabbed. Seemed decent, but a canned cocktail. Goes up to the counter. And cashier asks for ID. They know who he is. But they're like, yo, man, the law is the law. You don't have your ID. And instead of making a fuss about it, because obviously that would look bad, because it is the law and you're the governor, it's like, yep. Yep.
I'll remember that
He put it back on the shelf and they left.
P.A. I'll at least pick up a bag of barbecued Fritos, something, you know.
Anything.
Yeah, I mean, you're there.
P.A. does have some strange liquor laws.
They are ridiculous. The
worst
thing
about
they're
all gone now, for the most part.
As far as the ridiculousness of that, so, like, we would go there for Thanksgiving. Like, and the guys grab beer, grab liquor. Sure. Here, you go to one place, right? You could go to, what?
You got a friend.
What's the place next to mine, or next to us?
QFC?
Totes. What do they call it? Totes.
Total wine.
Right. They got beer. All the women. It's Totes. I didn't know what they were talking about forever. And they're like, Total Wine and More. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I called it by its name. Anyway.
For them, it's just Wine and More.
Right. Wine and stuff my husband might want. But yeah, they can't do that there. So now they'll probably get business like Total Wine, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
down the hola, bitch hola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.